So I turn to the Psalm 79. That's a psalm for today as we are reading through the Bible. I know one person in this congregation has already read it, and that's a person who is laughing, saying, "Oh boy, go for it, Sherry. It is a disastrous psalm. It is an honest prayer of the psalmist's heart, absolutely, as he's complaining about what's going on in his world and what he's seeing around him. And he says it all, and he doesn't like the wicked people and what they're doing, et cetera, but ends with verse 13. So let's take a look at verse 13. In King James it says, "So we, thy people, and sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations." Whatever's going on out there,
that's right.
As we're under the covering of the kingdom of God and under the covering of our shepherd, it is well with our soul, right? Amen. Amazing grace. And the message, I like the way Peterson says it. He says, "Then we, your people, the ones you love and care for, as distinguished from," this is my addition, "as distinguished from those who chose not to choose you," amen, "will thank you over and over and over. We'll tell everyone we meet how wonderful you are and how praiseworthy you are." Amen. That's our job. That's what we're going to do. We're his kids, we're his people, and he's got a covering over us. As we keep our eyes fixed on him, we are not in trouble or danger. He takes care of us. He takes care of our soul. We're kingdom kids. So let's stand and let's say it from the Message translation this morning. Then we, your people, the ones that love and care for, will thank you over and over and over. We'll tell everyone we meet how wonderful you are, how praiseworthy you are. Amen.